Lucy lay naked on her bed. The window next to it was open and the curtains pulled back. The full moon cast its bright light across the bed, silhouetting her. There wasn't a breath of air stirring through the window, just heat and humidity even at this late hour. Across the bed, a small oscillating fan swept back and forth. The cool air would caress Lucy in one direction from head to toes, and then back the other way. As the cool breeze moved to her feet, her toes curled. As it moved up her legs, she shivered and tensed her thighs. Ticklishness crossed the outer lips of her sex, and then fluttered the blonde hair on her mound. Her hips quivered and lifted as if she was trying to make firmer contact with the wind. As it travelled over her belly, her stomach muscles tightened and relaxed. When the breeze caressed her breasts and nipples, she whimpered softly and curled her fingers, balling a small amount of the sheet into her hand. Holding on to the sheet was the only way of keeping her hands off her breasts and sex. The wind was so sensuous, so deliciously teasing, so sexual with its gently fleeting touch. Lucy whimpered again. The air flowing over her head and face made known the sweat that clung to her forehead and the edges of her hair. It was the most cooling of caresses. She sighed softly as it passed above her head, only to sigh again as it started back the other way. She had slept fitfully from time to time, but now she was wide awake. The caress of the breeze held her attention, but not her complete attention. Lucy's eyes flickered over toward the window, but her head didn't move. Her room was on the third floor of her building and faced the street. The moon had just cleared the taller building across the way. One part of her mind screamed at her to close the drapes, but another part giggled and hoped someone across the street could see her naked body in all its glory. She moaned softly as breezes from the fan caressed her breasts and nipples. Her nipples were hard and aching. They begged to be touched. The breeze moved on and reached her hips, mound and sex. Her hips lifted and she whimpered softly. Was someone sitting in the dark looking at her? That question just added to the tension in her body as the fan swept on down. Her arms quivered on the bed and her hands gripped the sheet tighter. Her body was hot and sweaty and her mind was just throwing fuel on a fire that would only go out one way. She groaned as she felt the air across her feet. Her legs trembled. Her hips were still tense and raised. The air hit her sex and she arched up even higher. A glance at the window was all it took for her hands to fly to her breasts. The flicker of a match or a lighter was bright in the window above and to the right of hers. Someone was there, her mind screamed as her fingers found her hard nipples and pinched them. Gasped loudly at the stinging burn. Her fingers held their grip and pulled up on the rubbery nubs. The cool air blowing across her breasts was in sharp contrast to the burning ache in her nipples. Her hips trembled as they rose even higher. Jolts of pleasure coursed down her body to pool in her sex. There were even larger shocks. She gave her nipples a twist while the air blew on her face and head. She groaned as the air passed off her head. The twisting of her nipples added a little pain to the burn. The air came back to her face and she relaxed the twist but still held the tension and firmness of the pinch on her nipples. As the breeze swept across her breasts, she relaxed the pull slowly. The air was on her belly when she finally released her nipples. A gasp came to her lips as the burning sting shot up in her nipples. Her hands hovered over her breasts for a few seconds and then returned to the sheet. Her hips slowly settled to the bed. but they were still shaking and quivering. The wind across her sex made her whimper. It was even cooler high up between her thighs. Was she wet? Was her slit open? Lucy swiveled her eyes to the window. There was a red glow at the window across the way. Was someone smoking a cigarette while they watched her? The kinky part of her mind giggled, and the next thing she knew, her legs were slowly spreading. They moved an inch, and then another. The timid part of her yelled, "No!" But her feet moved another inch and continued to move until the fanned breeze reached her sex again. With a loud groan, Lucy's hips gave a jerk at the cold feeling between her thighs. She was sopping wet, even down between her ass cheeks. Her slit was open as she felt the cool air across it. The hair on her mound tickled as it moved against her skin. She held her hips still, or at least tried to keep them from arching up. It worked until the air pressed onto her belly. Then her hips gave another jerk as her stomach muscles contracted sharply. The burn had diminished in her nipples, but they throbbed with her heartbeat. Her hands wanted to go back to them as the cool air caressed her breasts. "No," her mind said sharply. There was another giggle in a back corner of her mind, and her feet moved slowly apart. The fan passed above her head and she moaned as muscles in her inner thighs tightened and her feet stopped moving. As the fan came back to her face, her left hand shot up and across, her fingers pinching, pulling and twisting her right nipple. She gasped at the pain pleasure as her hips jerked. Her legs were far wider apart than she would normally have had them for her fingers to reach her hot, wet opening. The thought of two fingers plunging into her sex made the hips lift and shiver. The fan on her breasts made her fingers twist her nipple even harder. Her right hand hovered off the bed but didn't move. The cool air flowed across her belly and her hand darted down toward her hip. It hovered there and then moved slowly over her sex as the wind moved the hair on her mound. Her hips rose higher and tilted the opening to her sex up. The cool air reached her slit and her hand dove down, two fingers ploughing into her opening and hilting there. She gave out with a soft yell and fucked her pussy wildly. The fingers spread her opening and curled upward against her G-spot as she went in and curled tighter as they came almost all the way out. Her thumb was brushing across her clit teasingly. Her hips jerked against the sudden pleasure that filled her. The fingers on her left hand rolled her nipple back and forth firmly as her fingers plunged in and out of her sopping wet sack. Her hips jerked to a rhythm of their own. Her eyes flew open and her head turned as she looked at the window across the road. The orgasm that washed through her was a monster and rolled on as her fingertips rubbed her G-spot and her vaginal walls were stretched and massaged. Minutes later, her hand between her legs slowed and then stopped. The fingers on her left hand were slowly pinching and releasing her right nipple. Her eyes were tightly shut and her breathing ragged. It had been a long time since she had had an orgasm that sudden and intense. Lucy took a deep, ragged breath and sighed deeply. Her eyes opened. She was again looking out the window toward the building across the way. There was another flare of light at the same window. She shivered hard and wondered if the person over there would try to meet her. She felt her sex tighten up around her fingers inside. It didn't matter. She would be gone the next day. She closed her eyes, cupped her left hand over her right breast and relaxed. Her sex would clamp down on her fingers from time to time. It felt good each time it did. She smiled for the first time in a long time. Tomorrow she would be headed home, back to the land where everything was air-conditioned, even hospitals and asylums. Back to the life she had known. Back to reality, even, if things worked out right. With another deep sigh, she drifted off to sleep. The hot and humid air wasn't as hot or as humid. The little fan swept her body and kept her cool. The fire in her mind and body had been banked for the moment. All was good in her little world.